The economy is very much in the news, and a job-related story is still one of our most popular at hearnow.org. So let's get some of your thoughts on that and other recent shows. It was Fast Company founder Bill Taylor who joined us to talk about a new trend of high-tech companies buying other companies just to acquire star employees. It's called acquiring. Bill Taylor said these superstars are overrated. Well, James Garner of North Little Rock, Arkansas, agreed and connected this valuation of superstars to the current income gap. He writes, 2010 was the first year someone actually made $1 billion in 1 year. It would take 1,000 people making $50,000 a year 20 years to make that $1 billion. Obviously, superstars like Steve Jobs and Bill Gates would not be billionaires if they didn't have these low-paid people working for them and helping them do it. Some of that anger at income disparity bled over into our story on Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney's recent comment in response to a call to tax corporations that corporations are people, too. Some of you agreed. Marty Stoddard of Corvallis, Oregon, pointed out it's people who have IRAs and 401ks that are invested in corporations. But Dana Franchitto of South Wellfleet, Massachusetts, disagreed with Romney, but pointed out that since the 1800s, courts have come to his conclusion.
And, of course, that blends in with the Citizens United decision that says because corporations are persons, quote, unquote, they can spend as much money on candidates as they wish to, influencing elections. Unfortunately, he has a legal basis for saying that, a legal basis that must be overturned.
We've also had a lot of reaction to Wednesday's conversation with former FDA Commissioner David Kessler, who says fast food restaurants cue us to eat by offering extra sweeteners like caramel dips or now whipped cream on everything. Meredith Kowalski, writing from Winfield, Kansas, says she went to McDonald's for a chocolate shake, but what I got was a high-calorie, half-the-size dessert. I just wanted a shake. Ken Robleways says his local Walgreens is also pushing sweets. He writes, at the checkout, the kid asked me, sir, would you like to purchase our Reese's Cups? I stopped her with a, I don't eat sweets, okay, ma'am? And then asked, why did you do that? She informed me she'd be fired if she didn't. We called Walgreens, by the way, to ask if they had that policy. No one called back. But David Kamjathi of Ann Arbor had a different take on this whole debate. He writes, let me know where your David Kessler lives so I can go to all the McDonald's and Starbucks and take all the free caramel and whipped cream that he's turning down. Caramel. Well, we also recently spoke with West Point English professor Elizabeth Samet, who said the military people she works with often don't want to be thanked for their service. Sometimes it feels perfunctory to them or undeserved. Well, this 73-year-old veteran of Vietnam disagreed and offered this advice.
I'll just tell the public, I would not hesitate. I would not hesitate. A thank you is a thank you. You don't have to, those people didn't have to get in conversation with me. Their acknowledgement was a lot. And I think it means a lot when you've served multiple tourists, 6, 7, 5 tourists, as those boys and girls are doing now.
Well, our conversation about what to say to people in uniform reminded Janet Jane of Bristol, Virginia, about an encounter she had with a young military family. She's on the line. And Janet, you met a very young mom with a little baby in an airport?
Yes, and she shared with me that her husband was coming back from Afghanistan and that he had not yet met his daughter. And I was so touched by that that I thought, you know, well, let's get some pictures of this. So I ran to the little gift shop, bought one of those little disposable point-and-shoot, and it was extremely moving. In fact, I was really grateful that I had a camera in front of my face so that she couldn't see how puddled up I became. And then I was able to just hand her the camera. And I would have liked to have said something, but I couldn't. So I've often wondered how those pictures turned out.
Well, it sounds like, you know, we've been talking about what to say, and it sounds like you didn't have to say anything. You just did something. Did you ever get a name?
No, I never did. And that's, I think, part of the beauty of the whole remembrance. It's good to know that there's a family out there that have some pictures of an important day in their lives. And that's all that needs to happen about it.
Janet, thanks.
Thank you.